Hi everybody, it's Andrew here again, out and about for my lunchtime walk. It's a lovely day. It's a bit cold, it's a bit wet, but you know what, it doesn't matter. I've got the hat on, I've got my jumper on, I'm doing okay. But it's another fabulous day. We're moving very, very quickly towards the weekend once again. It's obviously midweek. I've got a few things planned for today. I'm looking forward to the staff training that I do on a Thursday. Very, very simply, it's about customer care, customer service, I like to call customer care, and viewing customer care through the lens of golf. So my expertise in the golf industry and being able to show how, you know, golf, the staff really are going to learn about golf, but also how that relates to customer care. So I really enjoy that session. It's about a 1 hour session, maybe 20, 30 staff will attend. I think they really get something out of it, and I certainly get something out of it myself, being able to pass on that knowledge and see people get slightly better, you know, do something today to improve your tomorrows, and passing on that to people so they understand that they can do a little bit and get better each time, especially in the customer service care industry, being able to make sure that the guests, when they come to the facility, are having a good time, are enjoying themselves. Golf is quite a unique activity. People come to practice and play, and their emotions are up and down with good and bad shots, but they want to feel that they're in a place that's very much like at their home. So very much think of where I'm at, or wherever I work at, and in particular EPGA has been their third place. So the first place being the home, second place being work, third place being EPGA, where they spend most of their time. Making them feel welcome and showing our team how they can influence the clients and make the clients have a great day. Exercise doing something that makes them smile, makes them happy, and showing them how they can perhaps do that in a nice workshop environment. Looking forward to that. And then later on, I've got a lesson with two kids who are quite young, and it's great to be able to show them how to play golf and how they can enjoy playing golf, because at the end of the day, when you're learning something, enjoyment is very important to keep somebody wanting to keep going and keep coming back. And having spent some time teaching my daughter recently about the basics of golf, I can see how the more fun it is, the more engaged they'll be, the more they'll learn, and the more they'll keep wanting to keep coming back. So looking forward to that. So yeah, very excited. Just doing a quick walk today. It's probably going to be 3-3.5 kilometers. Just gives me that little bit more time to prepare for the staff training at 1:30. But at the moment, I'm just doing the quick plan in my head as I'm walking. A great thing about iPhones and all the technology I use is I can make notes, I can set reminders just using my voice, speaking to the digital assistant. I'm not going to say the name, obviously I'll set it off, but it means I can get in and then resort those ideas into bullet points, and off I go. So I really enjoy this time, focusing and getting ready for what I'm going to do, and a great opportunity to share that message with you guys in my video. Making use of technology to make your life better, to improve your life, make it more easier, more organized, and perhaps being able to pass on some of that information as well. You know, I mentioned the to-do list last week with the ABC. This message really is about using the technology to record your notes, your reminders, and to set a reminder. You know, I might try and do it now. I don't know if it'll work on the video, but it's as simple as me saying, "Hey Siri, set a reminder for 2 o'clock. Reminders." So I don't know if that'll come across on the video, I'll check it later, but I just wanted to it's so simple to do that, and you can use your reminders, you can use your notes, you can communicate to your device, and then, you know, don't need to worry about spelling and all that sort of stuff. You can correct all those things later when you get in, but it's getting the idea out of your head and onto some form of media. It might be the memos app, it might be the notes app, it might be the reminders app, whatever it is. It might even just be a simple video to yourself every single morning, talking to yourself and explaining what your to-do list is for today, giving yourself that motivation that you can watch the video later and remind yourself of what you need to do. But you're also going to remind yourself, when you made the list, how motivated you were, how inspired you were at the time when you made that list. So a video motivated to-do list every single day. I sometimes do it in the evening, so I'm ready for the next day. I'll just turn the video on, I'll say, you know, tomorrow's to-do list is this, 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 and this. I'm excited to get these done because of this, and this is why, and showing the motivation that you've got towards it. And then looking back on it the following day when you might not be so motivated and go, oh yeah, that's the reason I've got to do that. This is why I'm going to be motivated. So tip of the day, video to-do list to yourself. Give it a try. Get up, get out and get it done. Do something today to improve your tomorrows. And what can be measured can be improved. Have a wonderful, truly awesome day. I'll see you again soon. Be well.